In the meantime, though, we've been talking this morning about the New York is looking into kind of banning a trans fat. It's a certain kind of fat, the worst kind of fat for you. They want to ban it from different restaurants and everything, and it's like, well, you know, it's making people fat. And, you know, it's like, eventually, can't you just ban everything that leads to someone being not fit? You can ban TV, you can ban trans fat, you can ban anything that has more calories than this amount or something like that. You know, it's just really, like, more and more, it seems like they're deciding what we need to do instead of, because, well, I think there's this perception that most people are morons that can't think for themselves.
Yeah.
And do their own thing. And a lot of people, I know a lot of people who are overweight and they're fine with it. You know what I mean? They're like, yeah, I'm big, but I like eating. I really do. To me, I'd rather eat more and risk the chance of, you know, having a heart attack down the line somewhere and risk ridicule and everything. And people know what happens when they get fat. They know the health risks and they know the societal stigmas that go with it and everything. But they can't really think for themselves. So what do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
I think that it's every person's responsibility to accept, you know, what they're going to eat and what they're not going to eat.
But how come there just seems like there's been so much more hand-holding? When did this start? Like, maybe 5 years ago, it just seemed like everybody was like, oh, this is bad for you, this is bad for you, so we're not going to let you have it anymore.
Exactly. Like, you made the comment about things leading to Alzheimer's and all the other stuff.
Right.
Well, eventually, no matter what you eat, it's got some kind of chemicals in it that's going to lead to something.
Yeah, and sure, and if
so,
you gorge yourself on that type of thing, then it's probably going to be bad
like
for
secondhand
you.
Smoke. If you're going to stuff, you know, super-sized fries down your throat, it's your own responsibility. And you're exactly right about taking the kids to McDonald's every single day. It's the parents' responsibility. I mean, I understand that some people have thyroid problems and things like that, but it's up to the individual to take care of themselves and their kids.
Now, you can take people to McDonald's once a week because they have it's not like they're issuing a new toy every day that they're going to miss out on or something.
Exactly. You can go there and get a salad. You don't have to get, you know, super-sized Big Mac every day.
Yeah, and they even have the extra options for healthier options for kids, like fruit and apples and stuff like that, where you can substitute stuff in now. So it's just like people will respond to the demand from the public to like give us some healthier options.
Right, but forcing the regulations down our throats,
yeah,
you know, like that's taking away someone's rights. What if I want to eat that kind of fat? That's my choice, right?
Right. Yeah, and like I said, the most dangerous thing is just us having to stare at Mangino. That's the only.
Yeah, exactly.